Argentinian artist Juana Molina's fourth album overall and her third to be released here in the States is called Son. Before she made music, she was a huge comic TV actress at home in Argentina and across the Spanish-speaking world. Her music is a delicate construction of sound based on her acoustic guitar-accompanied tunes. Her new album is as beautiful as those that came before, and I asked her how Son, the new one, was different, and if it had to do with the way she looped accompaniment.
I like to play loops. I don't like to record loops. I do that live because I can't do it otherwise. But in the record, the loops are played all along the song and from the beginning to the end. So they're not so tight and so squared time-wise in the rhythm. It's more loose because we are human and we make mistakes.
Right.
And you lose your rhythm or you accelerate a little bit, so it feels more natural. So that part was always in my compositions. I think what is different is the way I sing and the way I layer the vocals, because that comes from the live performances. Because sometimes I just couldn't play something, so I sang it. And then I decided that was a good idea. I was kind of imitating the sounds of the keyboards. And then I took that as a new element. Yeah.
And there's a bit of that, your shall we call it, your barking seems to be something involved with that too.
Yes, yes. Well, that's an old, I think it started with the barking.
Uh-huh.
Yes, that led me where I am now, to imitate any kind of sounds.
Why don't you do a piece now that kind of incorporates many of these things?
So this piece is called La Verdad, which means the truth.
Thank you.
That was the unlinked La Verda from our guest today, Juana Molina. You know, I'm sitting here watching what you do, and I'm realizing something that's really obvious, but I haven't thought about people who do what you do, which is, you know, pile tracks on top of each other and do it all solo. There's all this saying about how technology advances music, and the kind of music you are making certainly could not have been made a number of years ago, and yet the structure of it, too, is dependent on what you're doing. You don't go to the chorus. You don't there's not a bridge. There's not a...
Yes, but, you know, when I first started writing songs a long, 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 long time ago, I used to write songs like this, and people would tell me, there's no chorus. There's no bridge. Where's the song? So I freaked out and started to write regular songs, verses, bridges, choruses, parts, B parts, B, C, and D parts everywhere. And so my first record is like that. But if I could bring some of the tapes I've recorded ages ago, long before I had my first record on the street, it sounds pretty much like this. Of course, it's totally different. It's so low key, low-fi, I mean.
Right.
And it's just a loop with the guitar over and over. But I was always kind of caught by the magic of drums and loops. I remember myself being a little girl, and I really wanted my grandmother to send me to buy anything because I had to take this elevator that had this... noise for 10 floors, and I was singing along with that noise, like, and it was a whole world that I was there. And when the elevator got there, I went out of the picture and didn't realize that. So I think it's something that really belongs to my inner me.
Juana Molina is our guest today, and she's got a new disc called Son. We're getting a chance to hear some of those pieces live. And what do you want to play next?
Sorry, MJ, I was just tuning not to to waste time right afterwards. I think I'm going. I don't think I am actually going to play another song from Son, and it's called Un beso llega, which means a kiss is coming, or here comes a kiss, something like that. Either way.
Mm-hmm.
Un beso llega.
Yes.
A kiss is coming.
Yes.
A kiss is on the way.
A kiss is on the way.
Anticipatory, indeed. That's Juana Molino from the new album, Son, and she's playing live for us today, acoustic guitar, keyboards, and a number of things I dare not describe.
Who pedals. Knows?
The guitar, the guitar looks old to me.
It is old.
Is it? I heard that your father taught you to play guitar. That's not by chance, like a family heirloom, is it?
Yes, no. But this guitar was bought. I bought it in '99 at McCabe's Guitar Shop, which is my favorite shop ever
in Los Angeles.
Los Angeles, and I was just trying different guitars, and this was a little bit over my budget, but. Once I picked the guitar I wanted to have, I was on the lane to pay, and I'm going to try it just one more time. And then I knew I had to have it. And so it's a 1961 Martin.
Wow.
Beautiful.
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 Now, what kind of music did your father play? What kind of music did you...
What did he teach me?
Yeah.
He just taught me the first chords. Yes, exactly.
D, G, and A.
Exactly, D, G, and A. And then I don't remember very well, but then I went to some teachers, different teachers. Nothing really, really regular and permanent.
Right. And music was what you knew in your heart you always wanted to do. It's funny, when we talked before, we talked about you getting sidetracked into an entire amazing career as an actress. And I didn't realize at the time what that actually meant to the extent that you... I mean, you were like huge in Argentina.
Yes.
And in Spanish-speaking countries everywhere.
Yes, but mostly in Argentina.
Yeah. Did that help make the music possible? But I'm kind of pairing that with the fact that I understand that...
No, on the contrary. It was totally the contrary. I mean,
right.
You had all the press, all the media, and the people against this change.
Don't stop. Do what you do. Don't go into music.
Yeah, exactly, yes. You just stay there and make me laugh. Yeah.
That's frustrating.
Well, but I understand.
Yeah.
I totally understand. It's pretty... normal.
Right.
I think it's the way everyone feels, that you've put your couch over there. Why are you going to move it in your room if it's perfectly making sense in the living room?
Was there anything you learned from that is helpful to you? Do you use any? I mean, I've read some reviews where people say, "Ah, there's her comedic turn. She's funny on stage." Well, a lot of musicians are.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I also think that there's a lot of comedians that are musicians, starting with Marx Brothers.
That's true.
And a lot. So I think there's maybe something related with fun and music. I mean, there are some pieces, I don't know, that's too serious, but in some songs... There are, to me, a lot of funny things musically. Jokes that are not obvious, but every time I hear them, that make me laugh. And I really think humor and music are quite related.
We have time for another. What would you like to do?
Well, I have a short one if you like. It's called Desordenado, which means someone that is very disorganized, and he complains because the mother and father gets in the room and put everything in its right place, and he never finds anything. And he wish he would he was organized so his mother doesn't have to come in the room anymore ever. And here it goes.
Juana Molina playing live, and what's that one called?
Desordenado.
You know, something in your, you had a period in your life when you left Argentina and moved to Paris,
mm-hmm.
Because of the political situation in Argentina.
Yes.
And how did that affect you? Did that affect, I mean, that's, what years in your life was it?
Well, I was really young. I was 12, so I didn't take the decision, and I didn't have to leave myself.
Mm-hmm.
My mother and her husband had to. And then I think the sole concern my sister and I had was to try to fit in that new society and that new the school and the people there. We just didn't want to be different. So our concerns were pretty different than when you're an adult and you have to leave your country because of your thoughts mm-hmm. or your ideals. And so I don't have the experience of feeling exile as a very bad thing at all. I just, on the contrary, I would say I didn't like the fact that my parents and her friends were all about, were talking all the time about Argentina and coming back. I just didn't get it. I was really young and I had different preoccupations at that time. So, or worries. I think that's the English word for preoccupation.
Right. Did you have, how did you feel when you moved back though? How did it feel?
When I came back to Argentina?
Yeah.
Well, I felt that I didn't belong there anymore also. So I was, I don't know how to say when you're like rootless. I didn't have roots anywhere because I left in a very important, at a very important age. And then I came back at another very important age, which was 19. Mm. So I came back to Argentina. I didn't have friends. I just, fortunately, I've got my family. And well, from there on, I went to the university and, but didn't feel, I took a bus one day and a guy told me, "You're not Argentinian, are you?" Just because the way, I don't know how he realized that I really didn't belong to there. And I will never forget that guy.
Juana Molina, that new album is called Son, and if you are looking for it, you can find it at our World Cafe CD store. It's part of our website at worldcafe.npr.org. And our thanks to her for joining us today.